Hello, everyone. This is Dr. McCleary talking to you on Blog Talk, getting your happiness back. It's very important that you define that you want to get your happiness back. And do you not know I went back to record over what I was talking about yesterday and realized that I did not finish or my radio cut off or whatever, but something happened and I wasn't able to finish what I was doing or what I was recording. But anyway, I've got this new phone, and so you just bear with me because we're still going to pursue and possess and take all because God has put it in us to do so by the power of his word. So we're talking about getting our happiness back, and there were about five things I talked to you about on yesterday, and that was asking yourself, are you happy? Yes or no? What is the things that's distracting you from continuing and keeping your happiness? And then number three was you're going to eliminate anything that's bringing a distraction that's causing you not to stay focused or to walk in your happiness. And number five, what is it that you want in your life after you eliminate? What are the things that you need to have in your life so that you can pursue? And I said that don't put down money. And the reason why I said don't put down money is because oftentimes we think money brings happiness, and it really doesn't. Money solves problems. It solves issues. Now, if you're saying that I'm not happy because I have these problems, then that is a truth. So what you want to do with that is say, now, God, I need these problems taken care of. I believe that God wants us to be direct. I don't just believe it. I know it. I know it because I've lived in this era with you. And oftentimes I would say, I need the money. But then God would say, do you need the money or do you need the thing to get the money? And I'd end up always needing the thing. So allow God to give you the thing without getting the money. Don't put so much power into money. Money is a man-made commodity, and God is power. And he has all power. And that's why I say don't put down money, because God wants to use us. God wants us. He tells us this in his word about being not a lover of it. But at the same time, also, we don't want it to control our destiny either. And so it's very important for those of us who are trusting and believing God and loving God. We want to make sure that we don't allow the enemy to distract us when it comes to what is happiness, what happiness really means for us, having this sweet spot. Now, I have said that happiness is in that sweet place. It's where your purpose is at. It's where you are designed to be. So let me go on. Let's go on. And now number five, I know I was talking about it on yesterday, and that's where my recorder somehow or another just stopped, talks got cut off. I like to use number five for my own number. Now, I didn't get this out of the Bible or anything like that. Number five, I would always say, well, if I'm going to write anything down from 1 to 10, when I got to number five is the end. And I wrote down number five. And I used to say number five is the end to a new beginning. It's the end. It is the end to a new beginning. And so with that being said, you're ending some things in your life now because you're eliminating and number three, and now you're adding to what will work. And in this adding, you're ending an end of an era in your life where you want to just end this part. This is where I'm ending. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to end this right here now. Some things that I've gone through in my life, and I'm ending it by making decisions to move on. This is how it ends. You don't continue to do the same thing that you used to do because you will end up getting the same results. So now, because you don't want to end up doing the same thing and getting the same results, you're putting an end to it. Now, an end to these things, it doesn't always mean you're going to stop today, but you're very conscious that this thing you don't want to go back to. these things that you're putting it into, I'm becoming conscious that I am not going to go back to these things. Now, this is a good place because you're telling yourself that I've grown, and I've matured, and then I can put away some of those things that I don't no longer need. There are things in our lives that we will grow from and we won't need anymore. Not that they were bad. Definitely they weren't bad. They were good. It's just a matter of you have grown from that. I would always tell my friends would tease me when I first started in ministry. And sometimes my friends said, oh, you're great and don't know it. Oh, you're famous and don't know it. And they would always ask me, what was the problem? And the only thing I really could think of was, I said, you know what? I didn't want my pacifier to leave me. I didn't want my bottle to leave me. And I had this Nuke Nuke blanket that my children always carried around with them until they were like 5 or 6 years old. And there are times in our lives that we have things in our life that they're just crutches. They're just a crutch and we don't really need them. And I know even in my life, even in my ministry, early part of my ministry, I had some crutches and I held on to them and I didn't want these things to go. They held me up. I felt that they were. But there comes a maturity in all of our lives. We grow to the place that there are things that we don't need in our lives. We think that we do, but we don't. Some things are just habit forming. And I noticed that when I made a conscious decision to move on, some things that I would say or make excuses for were just habit forming. And so these are things that you want to eliminate. You do not want these things in your life that's going to hold you up. So number five, what I consider, it is the end to a new beginning. This is the pivotal point in your life. And remember this, because you will come to this place again. I remember when I was, maybe 19 or 20. I remember when I became 29. You know, I remember more when I became 39, almost 40. There are things that I changed. And now that I'm older, I'm making the same changes and eliminating things to move on. Life itself will cause you to move on. Changes in life that, like I said, in the early chapter of yesterday, there are things that are going to come into your life that you're not going to be able to eliminate. That's a part of life. It's a part of growing. And you'll have to find yourself growing through these with growing pains. They're part of life, but they're not going to interrupt your happiness. There's nothing you could do to make a change. So it's a part of life. It's a part of life growing, okay? So let's keep that in mind. Now it's time to start the new beginning. Number five is still five and in. It's like you're ending something and now you're beginning it. Now let's go to number six, because now you're in a new place. You're in a new place. Now that new place is there, you want to tap back in to what really matters. What really matters in your life? What really matters? You need to write it down. What really matters to you right now? What are the things that really matters to you? Number seven, what are the things that you know you can do? You can do and do well. In other words, there is a gift in you that you can do and do well. I want to tell you the word the Lord gave me. And he said, there are things that you could do and do well. That's probably your gift. And he was reminding me that your gift shall take you before great men, or bring you before great men. Every man is gifted with a gift. And it's not spiritual, because I believe we mix the anointing with our gift. We are born with the gift before we are anointed. I love that. It's really reminding me. There are gift things in you and talents in you that you had before you came to Christ. Those gifts don't change because God gave them to you. You are born with them. And God is telling you, for me to tell you to use your gift. Tap into what God has given you. It's a sad thing that so many of us want to pastor and be apostles and be preachers. And then when I look on the Facebook page, y'all got all these wonderful, everybody's got these wonderful gifts that they're doing. There are things that God doesn't call us to do. You don't have to, because you can't mix the anointing. Yes, you can. If you're anointed, you're just anointed to be called of God to do the ministry for God. But when you're gifted, God wants you to use your gift so that he could bring you before great men. And that's important, saints of God. Your gift. So what is your gift? What is your gift? Write it down. Take number 8. What is my gift? And write it down. Write down what your gift is. And if you are gifted in different areas, write all of them down. Because evidently all of them make up your DNA, make up your characteristics, make up your fullness, make up your happiness. Whatever these gifts are, they work together for you to do greatness in the kingdom of God. Some people think if they have a title, they're great. No, your gift makes you great. Your anointing is your keeper. Your anointing is your seasoning. Your anointing is your strength. Your anointing is your power. But your gift was there before you had power, before you God endowed you with his Holy Ghost or his Holy Spirit on you. But them working together manifests the glory of God. All right? So what is your gift? Write it down. Now, once you know what is your gift, what do I need to do to walk fully in my gift? What do I need to do? You need to stay focused. What do I need to do to walk fully in my gift? Because one thing I've learned about this, that's when distraction comes. Distraction is number 2. Nobody wants you to really, not everybody. People will tell you, oh, you're gifted, you're wonderful. People will say these wonderful, great things about you. But people also want your undivided attention when you're gifted. They want you to use your gift to help satisfy them. You don't have time for that. Your gift has got to take you before great men. Your gift has got to elevate you on the level where you're happy at, where you're doing what you were designed and created to do for the Almighty, to give him glory. I just feel the anointing in this, to give him God glory, to give him honor, to give him praise, because this is what you're anointed to do. And what happens? He gets all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. Now, number 10, get started. Get started on your happiness. You got to get started. You got 10 points. You got to get started. You got to ask yourself, am I happy? Number 2, what are my distractions? Number 3, I'm going to eliminate. What are the things that I don't need? I'm not going to put down money. Or what I do need, what are the things I need to add to my life, and I'm not going to add money. Number 5 is that end to a new beginning. What do I really need? Reality. What things I know for sure? That I know for sure, my happiness. Number 8, what is my real gifts? Number 9, what I need to be doing with my gifts. Number 10, get started. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. We're going to talk about getting happy and getting back in our happy place. I'm going to break all these little things down a little bit, even more. But listen, this is Dr. McCleary talking to you. Happy back. Getting your happy back. Listen, now you want to learn how to live and to love and to walk in his greatness that he has ordained you to have the gift inside of you, the anointing inside of you. And the purpose inside of you, the purpose inside of you, along with the anointing supporting you, is what you need for your happiness. Talk with you tomorrow. God bless.